Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. Security will be tight in Old City as law enforcement prepares for the presidential debate tonight at the National Constitution Center. The Secret Service has been under fire for failing to communicate with local law enforcement before the assassination attempt against former President Trump. But the city's top cop say they have been working closely on preparations for the debate. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more.
The Secret Service has been constantly communicating with the Philadelphia Police Department about security measures leading up to the debate, says Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
We also add additional assets. You know, our state police assets will be on the ground with us to support us. We're working with our federal partners. So it's not an initiative that's just borne by us. It's a collective effort.
Bethel says they're not anticipating many protests in the area, but believe some may gather.
We have a very strong process around allowing people to exercise their First Amendment rights. We would ask that they just stay within the confines of that. Once the behavior turns into criminal in nature is when our posture will shift, but we have not had that up to this point.
There are several street closures in the area, and fencing will divide where people can and cannot walk. But Bethel says the swell of security in Old City won't affect police presence in other police districts.
We are running this as a significant event to significant figures in the city, and our job is to protect both the safety of those individuals participating in that event as well as the individuals who are out and about in the community.
Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Road closures are in effect from Arch to Market between 4th and 7th Streets, so if you're going through the city, avoid that area. A day before Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Philly for a presidential debate with Donald Trump, immigration advocates pushing for the release of a local man recently detained by ICE sat in at one of her campaign offices in Brewerytown. KYW's Nigel Thompson was there.
Leaders from Philly's Southeast Asian community joined immigration advocates inside the Harris Walls campaign office just off Girard Avenue in Brewerytown, demanding a pause on deportations and a closure of all immigrant detention centers. Others stood in support outside.
We refuse to let our community members be used as political pawns, as statistics for anyone's political agenda. Deporting our family and community members does not keep us safe.
Kenny Mai is a member of Philly's Southeast Asian community. He spoke of Sarayrath One Van, a longtime member of the community who was detained by ICE back on August 15th. His family fled from the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia to Thailand first and then to the U.S. in 1984 when One was four.
One story is our story.
In Brewerytown, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Immigration has been a key topic in the presidential race and is expected to be on the agenda for tonight's debate. A second fatal accident in less than a week on Route 55 in South Jersey. As KYW's Nina Barati tells us, state troopers are looking for a vehicle they say hit a man on a motorcycle before he died.
New Jersey State Police identified 62-year-old William Baldwin from Newfield as the man who died on Sunday in what they're calling a fatal hit and run. Around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, investigators say Baldwin was on a motorcycle and took the on-ramp onto Route 55 off of Route 40. That's when he lost directional control, hit a curb to his left, and went into the southbound lane of 55, according to officials. Troopers say he was then hit by an unknown vehicle, which knocked him off the motorcycle, and he died from his injuries. The unknown vehicle left the scene before police arrived, so they're asking anyone who may have witnessed the accident to contact state police. Nina Barani, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
This is following another fatal accident in a double car collision on Thursday, also on Route 55. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg and Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro were among the officials at the shipyard yesterday for the christening of a new maritime training and emergency response ship. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb was there.
The tradition goes back centuries, but the newly christened Patriot State is cutting edge. Its classrooms and training bridge will be home to 600 cadets from the Massachusetts Maritime Academy. Shipyard President Steiner Nerbovic says its electric diesel engine is the future of the industry.
To make it happen, we've teamed up with the best American suppliers like GE and Babtec from Pittsburgh. Yes, Steelers fans and Eagles fans working together.
Patriot State is one of five national security multi-mission vessels, replacing an old, worn-out training fleet and revitalizing the shipyard. At the Philadelphia shipyard, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The state of the shipyard changing significantly over the years. At one time, there were 80 people employed. Now there's about 1,700. That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.